IGTV.
I will never forget the third Sacramento conference. Yeah, there were 3 years in a row where we met at in Sacramento. The first year was at a college, and the second and third years were at a hotel conference room. But it was the third year, I think. Must have been 2011 or 2012. I first met Jerry Boschman. Many of you know Jerry Boschman is the author of Hope Beyond Hell. Great book. Sweet guy. I actually stayed with him at one of the believers' homes there in Sacramento. And on day one, I had given a talk that was quite controversial. Yeah, I know. What a surprise. What a shock. And of course, it was on the topic of what is a believer. And I think the truth I honed in on was the fact that the death of Christ is a foundational aspect of Paul's gospel. And no one who believes in the Trinity can believe in the death of Christ. I touched on this yesterday in the Billy Graham video, because if you believe that Jesus Christ is God, then there's no way Jesus Christ could die, because God can't die. Therefore, you really don't believe that Jesus Christ died. And there goes a foundational aspect of Paul's gospel, and therefore you can't be in the body of Christ. Well, little did I know at the time that Jerry Boschman was very upset about that, and he kept it in, but it all came out on Sunday morning. This is Martin Zender. You're at MZTV, spilling the beans here. This was a public thing, so I'm not giving out any secrets. Some of you may have heard this testimony before, but I'm telling you this because of a verse I'm seeing for the first time in a Romans 16, verse 17, about teaching, about the importance of teaching, and the false accusation that I have fielded many, many times, that I am actually causing dissension by insisting that teaching is important. And this was never so evident as on that conference, during that conference in Sacramento. So since Jerry Boschman and I were staying at the same home, we rode together to the last meetings on Sunday morning. And he said, he talked like, I'm not making fun of him, it's just the way he talked. He talked like Woody Allen. He had a great presentation, very funny guy. He's almost like a stand-up comic. I loved listening to him talk. But he does have this Woody Allen type of thing like this. And he said, Martin, I'm going to give my last talk to you. I think that's where I get my Jewish Brooklyn lady accent. I borrow some of it from Woody Allen, some of it from Jerry Boschman. Martin, I'm going to give my last talk to you. I don't want to talk anymore. No, Jerry, I want to hear you. I've heard me enough. I want to hear you. No, I'm afraid that what I have to say is not going to go over too good. I just don't feel good about it. Stupid me, I kept insisting. No, really, Jerry, confidence, man. You can do it. It's going to be awesome. Well, by the time we got to the venue, I talked him into giving his talk. His talk was about me. And I forget how he started it, but I definitely remember how he finished it. See, now Martin, he gestures over to me. He starts talking about truth, and he talks about grace, and don't remember much of the first part, but he gestures to me and he says, Martin, I love you like a brother. But on the part of what you say about the Trinity, you're all wrong. And Jerry Boschman transformed in front of everyone. It was so bad that the tapes were burned. You will never see this video. You will only hear this from me and others who were there. Jerry Boschman transformed from a mild-mannered, meek, wonderful writer who wrote Hope Beyond Hell, who has helped many people understand the falseness of eternal torment, into a raving madman. And he was mad at me for making the Trinity a tripwire to believing in the death of Christ. And the reason he had a problem is because his brother, my brother prays three times a day. My brother is a good guy. My brother is sincere, his literal earthly brother. And you're telling me that because he believes in the Trinity, he's not in the body of Christ. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not telling you that. Paul is. I'm not making the death of Christ a critical foundational doctrine. And then Jerry gestures to the crowd and he says, why are there only 49 people here? There should be 490 people. It's because of people like Martin Zender who raised the bar of the truth so that millions of people can't get in. Yeah. You make it too hard, Martin. You make it too hard. What's so hard about believing in the death of Christ? It's the easiest thing in the world. Just believe that Christ died. And yet Satan, our enemy, is so diabolical. Such a liar. That he causes people, miraculously, how does this happen? To think they believe in the death of Christ. But when you press them in their heart of hearts, they actually do not in any way believe in the death of Christ. They believe in the death of his body, but that is not the death of Christ. Is it? No. I was just insisting upon the truth. And Jerry Boschman was so upset, he was slamming the desk. Pens and papers were flying off the desk. And the people in the front row should have been wearing rain slickers, like a SeaWorld. As Jerry was starting to froth at the mouth, literally. I mean, literally. Ask anybody who was there. You could see the froth coming out of his mouth, hitting the people in the front row. Now, I understood why he tried to get out of that talk. He didn't let on what it was about. But now let me read Romans chapter 16, verse 17. I've never seen this verse before in light of what I just told you and in light of the many shows where I have testified of the importance of teaching. And yet many stand against this. We shouldn't make teaching the litmus test for fellowship. See, that's what this gospel is all about. It's about teaching. It's the teaching. If it's not about the teaching, what's it about? Eating donuts and coffee together? What? If we don't gather around the teaching, what do we gather around? Just liking each other? Mutual hobbies? The same relatives? We live in the same neighborhood? What? It's about the teaching. Clyde Pilkington says over and over again, we can't let teaching cause dissensions. And he has said no one causes more dissension in the body of Christ than Martin Zender. I cause more dissension in the body of Christ. Why? Because I insist upon the correct teaching. And I'm logical enough to see and understand that the Trinity and a belief in the Trinity is opposed to a belief in the death of Christ, and a belief in human free will is opposed to the death of Christ for our sin. Christ took care of our sin. Not if you listen to the free will people, you take care of it by believing in Jesus independently of any influence from God. These things are very serious tripwires to Paul's gospel. This is why Satan developed these sophisticated teachings to make people think they're believing the truth, but they in no way are. These are very sophisticated teachings. Paul has a name for them in 1 Timothy 4:1, calls them doctrines of demons. Clyde Pilkington's not the only one. There are others, but he's the main one. Even A. Enoch says that fellowship should be based around a pure heart. He's misusing a verse from Timothy. Those calling upon the Lord out of a pure heart. I don't want to get into detail on that verse today, but A.E. Nock had a real blind spot here because he was kicked out of the Plymouth Brethren when he was starting to see the truth. He was translating and starting to see the truth of the salvation of all, and he was abused by the Plymouth Brethren. They refused to fellowship with him. And A.E. Nock, the translator of the Concordant Literal New Testament, was so hurt by that that I'm just sussing this out based on things he's written. He was so hurt by that that he decided he wasn't going to break fellowship with anybody for any reason. And he wrote a terrible booklet called The Purpose of Fellowship, The Something of Fellowship. I'll write it down here. Terrible, terrible book. Contradicts himself over and over again. The Basis of Fellowship. That's the book. The Basis of Fellowship. He says it's not doctrine. But there's nothing else that can be the basis of fellowship. And Mr. Nock later admitted that he was far too lenient with people who were off doctrinally. He said he was being more gracious than God, and he was lowering the bar. He was doing exactly what Jerry Boschman wanted me to do. Lower the bar, Martin. You're making it too hard. Oh, so let's just eliminate all lines of truth and accept everybody into the body of Christ. Why don't we do that? A.E. Nock actually went so far as to suggest that those who don't believe in the resurrection of Christ are still in the body of Christ. Yes, he actually said, it's all going to come out in my book, What is a Believer? But you can get the report now if you sign up at my homepage, martinzenner.com. Oh, look, I like how I got that plug right in there. Go to martinzenner.com, sign up for the whatever it is. Just go to martinzenner.com, you'll see sign up. And what that does is it gets you notifications of upcoming excitements, such as the release of books. And it also gets you my report, What is a Believer?, which is being made into a book. And you will read what I have to say here about what A.E. Nock wrote about what we are to fellowship around. And Nock actually suggests in that article that even somebody who doesn't believe that Jesus Christ raised from the dead, we can still fellowship with them. It's just a minor doctrinal flaw. It's just a doctrinal flaw. Not even kidding. This is how far some people will go to not offend. They walk on eggshells. They don't want to offend because they don't want to create dissensions, because dissensions make people sad and mad and depressed, and so we can't do that. And now I finally come to the verse, Romans 16, verse 17. Paul says, now I am entreating you, brethren, to be noting those who are making dissensions. Oh, you mean like Martin Zenner? You mean like me? According to some people, according to Clyde, I cause more dissensions in the body of Christ than anybody. But listen to what Paul says about those who are making dissensions. Let me start that sentence again. I'm in verse 17, Romans 16. I'm entreating you, brother, to be noting those who are making dissensions and snares beside the teaching which you learned, and avoid them. The people who are making dissensions are the ones who are insisting that we can believe other things beside the teaching which you learned. Those are the ones making the dissensions and the snares, who are promoting other things besides the teaching, like not the teaching. You can believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, but if you believe that he didn't die for your sins, that's fine too. You can believe that Jesus Christ saved you from your sins, that he died for your sins, but you can also believe that you take away your own sins by believing in Jesus. That's fine too. It's good to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, but if you don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that's okay. We don't want to make dissensions. We don't want to cause dissensions. And yet, that is a dissension. The dissension is laying down snares beside the teaching which you learned. So by insisting on teaching, I am not causing the dissensions. The dissensions and the snares are caused by people who insists for some crazy reason that teaching is not that important and we can believe other things beside the teaching which you learned. We are to avoid these people. And I got to admit, I avoid Clyde. I'm not against talking to him, or I don't go out of my way, but I just generally don't communicate with Clyde because these people are insisting that the teaching is not important because what's important is kumbaya. What's important is that we not hurt each other. What's important is that we keep the unity of the spirit. But by God, the unity of the spirit is about the teaching. And this was such a relief to me to finally see this verse. I'm not causing dissensions. Those who are causing the dissensions and snares are the ones insisting on things beside the teaching. I'm not beside the teaching. I'm right on the teaching. And I didn't invent these truths, these foundational beliefs pertaining to the body of Christ. Paul did. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 5. Paul did. The death of Christ for our sins. He took away our sins without our contribution. And he died, was not alive. It's vitally important to understand that and to believe it, because that is where the faith of Christ shines, in realizing that he was going to not exist for 3 days. That's where the faith of Christ that saves us enters into the picture. And it's our faith in his faith. It's his faith that saves us. And then he gives us the faith to attach to his faith. And our faith is that he actually died, and that he died for our sins while we were still sinners, not while we were making an intelligent decision to accept him. Oh, this verse is vindication for me. I love it. I'm glad that Paul agrees with me.